Welcome to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. How do you help people not become a victim? When kids are little, you talk about stranger danger. You don't want to make the children afraid of everything. How do you get that balance?
Well, you know, some of the best things is just trying to make sure that kids are active and involved, whether it is in school activities, after-school sports, you know, fraternal organizations have programming. You want to keep those kids busy. You do not want kids in this day and age, you know, to have a lot of free and uncommitted time. We all know what that can lead to, and that would be the first step. And then the next step, I think, is, you know, making sure that a community has a good safety net. So that if parents who may both be working or single parent families or kids who are living with, you know, grandma or grandpa, those kinds of things, the adults may need some help. And we need to make sure that we are advertising and marketing and getting information out into the community's hands of all of these other resources, which are there. But unfortunately, lots of times they're just maybe a little under the radar. And I think that's an important piece. Don't you think, Sheriff?
I agree. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, big brothers, big sisters are a perfect example of, if you have, like you said, children living with the grandparents and, you know, we don't have brothers and sisters, you know, get in contact with big brothers and big sisters. They're always willing to have somebody come out and make contact with the child and do things with the kid.
One of the things that a lot of these organizations do is screen their volunteers. So that's another assurance that they're good organizations to donate to and they're good organizations to entrust your family with.
Well, just like the sheriff identified Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they do an extensive background check. You know, really, they set the benchmark for nonprofit groups in doing background investigations, literally coming out and not just running a name through a computer database, but literally going out and visiting the neighborhood, you know, to make sure that whatever it is in that computer is actually really the kind of person that is living in that neighborhood.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Isinger.